Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Welcome to an all-new season of the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. This season, we're diving into some of the most unusual missing person cases, from the shocking disappearance of Charlie Ross to the American Dyatlov Pass disappearances.
Podcast where I share true crime stories for your entertainment, but you might lose some sleep after listening to some of these stories. I'm your host, Larry Leese, and after reading about true crime stories, I condense all the content and bring valuable information to you. To stay up with all my content, check out the Twitter at TrueCrimeNS and subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast platform. This episode is sponsored by Poddex. Visit poddex.com and use promo code TCNS for 10% off your first order. Today we will go over another issue related to race and even xenophobia, some would call. This is a famous case that had a huge impact in today's society. Yes, it happened about half a century ago, but times are changing very quickly, and every year means a lot. This case is a true example that the rights of the accused must be respected in all aspects, regardless if they committed a crime or not, or even regardless of the type of crime they committed. An accused person has the right to remain in silence and the right to counsel. Yes, they are criminals in most cases, but they are humans in all cases, so they deserve and must be treated fairly according to the law. Their right must be respected and taken into consideration. Not taken into consideration, they must become a reality. Let's go over the case Miranda versus Arizona, a case that had a big impact on the American legal system. Ernesto Arturo Miranda was born in Mesa, Arizona on March 9, 1941. He lived in the state of Arizona for basically his entire life, but unfortunately he came from a tough background with an unstable family, and he had a rough group of friends who were involved with bad things. When Miranda was really young, his mother died and his dad had to take care of him all by himself, but it didn't take long and Miranda's father got remarried. However, it ended up being a very turbulent environment and a very sad and unstable home to live in. The turbulent home environment resulted in Miranda's behavior being very tough and aggressive. His behavior resulted in his first encounter with law enforcement while in 8th grade, when he was convicted of his first crime, a 13-year-old boy convicted of a crime. Just a year later, he was convicted of another crime, burglary, and sentenced to 1 year in reform school. Only a month after being convicted, or being released, he was arrested again and sent to a different reform school, Arizona State Industrial School for Boys. Tired of Arizona, Miranda moved to California after his second release, but shortly after moving there, he was arrested for armed robbery and was even accused of sex offenses. He then became a drifter and always moving through the southwest and southeastern states. But he didn't find good luck on staying out of jail. He was arrested in Texas for living on the street, arrested again in Nashville for driving a stolen car, which resulted in him spending a year and day in federal prison for taking the car across state lines. You might find the sequence of arrests an out of ordinary thing, and they definitely were. However, Miranda's case was about to make history and become part of the U.S. legal system. Let me guide you through this chain of events. On March 13, 1963, the police were looking for a suspect in connection with the kidnapping and rape of 18-year-old Lois Ann Jamison. She did not die, so she was exposed to life-changing trauma. She would never be the same girl again. Kidnapping and rape have negative effects on so many levels of people's lives. Lois told the police that she was followed by a Mexican-looking man right after she left her job at the movie theater. He forced her into his car and drove away. She was desperate and couldn't retain any information about what was happening, but when they stopped, they were in the desert, and that's when he raped her. He then released her. A week later, and her brother spotted a car on the street and they thought was the man's car and quickly called the police. It was Miranda's car. The police stopped and confronted him. He was civil and went to the police station with them to participate in a lineup. Lois was unable to identify Miranda in the lineup, but the police told Miranda he had been positively identified by the victim. After 2 hours of interrogation, Miranda confessed to the crime. He wrote something along the lines of, quote, "This statement has been made voluntarily and of my own free will with no threats, coercion, or promises of immunity and with full knowledge of my legal rights. Understanding any statement I make can and will be used against me." However, pay attention, that's when things start to go wrong. No one ever informed Miranda had the right to get legal help with an attorney. And if he couldn't afford one, the state would provide one for him. They didn't tell him that he had the right to remain silent either. After being arrested for days and with his court date set, the court assigned Alvin Moore, a 73-year-old judge, to represent Miranda. His trial took place in June 1963 before Judge Yale McFate. It was a quick trial with no major events during it. Moore objected to the admission of the confession, but his objection was overruled by the judge. Miranda was convicted and sentenced to 20 to 30 years in prison. Moore appealed the conviction to the Arizona Supreme Court, but the court upheld the conviction. The case hit the news and the word started to spread. Quickly after his conviction, the ACLU became involved along with its Arizona counsel, Robert J. Corcoran. They asked John P. Frank to represent Miranda. John wanted to make things right. He was involved in human rights and constitutional law issues. He wrote a long petition to the U.S. Supreme Court arguing that Miranda's Fifth Amendment rights were violated. As I mentioned above, the officers never informed Miranda of his rights. With lots of back-and-forth arguments in November 1965, almost 2 years after the Supreme Court agreed to hear his case, along with three other similar cases, the constitutional issues in Miranda's case arose from an earlier decision. Another case, probably can't say this right, Escobedo versus Illinois, was the case that the Supreme Court ruled that once the police have settled on a suspect, they cannot refuse to allow the suspect the right to counsel and the right to remain silent. The rule made national news and finally had the true right of the Fifth Amendment. It took several people going through big mistakes of the system to finally make it right, fair for everyone, regardless of the crimes committed by them. And that's a wrap for today's episode. Let us know what you thought about this topic. You can follow us on Twitter at TrueCrimeNS. Subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. And let us know what you think. Give us a review. Share with your friends. And we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TrueCrimeNS. Like us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps. Send us a voice message at anchor.fm/truecrimeneversleeps/message. Tune in next week for an all-new episode.
Save big money on your kitchen project at Menards. We carry everything you need to turn your kitchen dreams into reality. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free design estimates today. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.